All right, Jamal, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. Try that again. Spend a little bit of time in Meretz Hashem this morning with Reb Tzadik, which is always an incredible way to start our day. So we began yesterday, Os Kof Pei Dalid, 184. So remember again, in this Os, Reb Tzadik was talking about the Pasuk from Tehillim, beautiful Pasuk, where David HaMelech refers to Torah in two different ways. He discusses the idea of B'toras Hashem Cheftso, that a person desires this page Yud Beis, we're going to be picking up on page Yud Gimel in Meretz Hashem Orech Hasidus, which is a quick review. So on one hand, David HaMelech says, B'toras Hashem Cheftso, that a person delights in the Torah of Hashem. In other words, that in the beginning, Reb Tzadik says, a person desires Torah, strongly desires spiritual growth. And at that point in time, he's desiring something that may be even external to him. So there's something I want that I don't yet have. I want the Torah's Hashem. I want the Ribono Shel Olam in my life. I want the Ruchnius. I want spirituality. And Reb Tzadik says what fuels that journey is the chafzo, is the desire. Without the desire, nothing gets done. With the desire, one could accomplish everything. And then something amazing happens. Reb Tzadik says, Ubisoro so, yehegya yoma valayla. And again, in your Torah, you shall toil night and day. So something amazing happens, which is it transforms from Hashem's Torah to your Torah. Once you make ultimately, again, ruchnius and spirituality yours, then by definition, again, it becomes your property, your domain, top of page Yud Gimel, ad sheyuchal lechadesh chidushei Torah, in the Berach Hasidus. Now, interestingly enough, once it becomes yours, what do you have the ability to do? You have the ability to introduce novel thought. This is interesting. So while it doesn't belong to you, so it's external to you, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can have a desire, and then that desire can fuel my spiritual growth. But then once it becomes mine, b'sora, so yehegeh, once it becomes yours, then there's even the ability to introduce novel, new thought and understanding. But here's where Reb Tzadik says something, continues saying very beautiful. So you ask yourself, like, what is the higher level? So Reb Tzadik is describing these two different levels in spiritual growth. The first level of ubitoras Hashem cheftso, desiring the Torah of Hashem, and then that's step one, where the Torah literally belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm desiring ultimately to make it part of my life. And then there's the second part, ubisoro so yehege yoma valayla. And then it becomes your Torah. And in your Torah, then you toil in it day and night. So this says, which is the higher level? Part one, right, b'toras Hashem, or part two, b'soro so yehege. And Pesachik says something very amazing. He says, v'yafa pikein, hacheshek v'atishuka shala adam lelimot ha-Torah, hu dover godol yoser, min ha-darga sh'yavo ela achakach she-tikra torasso. Reb Tzadik says, this is so beautiful. The highest level for a Jew is the level of cheshek, the level of desire. Desiring something, wanting something, is sometimes, listen to this, is sometimes even more incredible and even more holy than actually having it. Desiring something, just to give you like, before we get to the mashal, what is Reb Tzadik saying? There is nothing more powerful in the world than cheshek, than desire. Because what you desire in life truly tells you who and what you are, where you're holding in life. We'll say, right? Think about this just a moment. You know, a person said you could have anything in the world that you would want. What would you choose? What would you choose? And the answer to that question really is very telling about who and what I am as a person, right? The person says, you know, would they want something gashmi? Would they want something ruchni? Would they want something for themselves? Would they want something for their family? Do you want something for your own personal family? Do you want something for Klal Yisrael? What you desire really speaks to where you're holding in life. And therefore says something so incredibly beautiful that we would have thought reading this pasuk that the highest level is part two. When it becomes your Torah, once it becomes your Torah, you can introduce new thought, new ideas. It's yours. When it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, it's nice, but it's external to you. So it says, no. I'm sorry. That level of where you desire Ruchnius, you desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, you desire spirituality in your life, That's the highest level. The cheshek is the highest level. And I will say, I just want to point out, this is happens to be, in general, like a cornerstone in Hasidic thought. The power of cheshek, the power of desire. Because a lot of times in life, the things, not a lot of times, sometimes in life, even the things that I want to happen very badly don't necessarily happen. And again, sometimes even through no fault of my own. Just sometimes I want things to materialize, but for circumstances beyond my control, they don't materialize. The one thing you really absolutely do control in life is what you desire. What do you want out of life? That's the thing that is within your purview, in your control. Whether or not you're going to get that, I have to try hard, I have to work hard. But as we all know, you could put in maximum effort, but there are other things which could stand in your way. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, the power of that desire ultimately is the most powerful thing a Yid could possess. He says, Ukivosha Shamati Apasik, this is so beautiful. Tov Shem Mishemen Tov. This is such a beautiful idea. Reb Tzadik says, this is comparable to what I heard regarding the Pasik in Mishlei. In Koheles. Tov Shem Mishemen Tov. That literally translated, a good name is better than fine oil. As nice as good oil is, a good name is even better. So Reb Tzadik quotes over here. Now it's interesting. He seems to be in the footnote. It sounds like that he received this from his Rebbe, the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer would say, listen to this, Shegdola Shimusha Shal Torah Yoser Milimuda. So interestingly enough, he's saying Tov Shame. Shame is a little bit of a play on words, Shimusha. Now Shimusha usually means like the service of Talmidei Chachamim. Here, Reb Tzadik, based on the Ishbitzer, is saying, shame ultimately means a lashon ultimately, again, of cheshek, a lashon of desire, that toiling for something. That toiling for something sometimes is even greater than the actual thing itself. Hainu, he goes on, Shimusha shel Torah yosim limuda, sheshemen hainu chachmas haTorah, vakavanahi shashem. Dahainu shimusha shel haTorah, becheshek v'ishtokakus eleha, hutov yosem min halimud atzmo, ki lecheshek ein gvul. Sometimes the desire that a person has for spirituality is even greater than the actual spiritual service itself. Why? And this is so beautiful. He says, because desire has no limit, right? Any act, by the way, as well said, how much Torah are you going to learn in a day? There's the maximum amount of Torah you're going to learn in a day is 24 hours, right? 24 hours. And that's not reasonable. Actions have limitations. But cheshek, desire, is boundless. Therefore, what you desire in life sometimes is even greater than what you actually do, than your actual actional parts of life. And I will say, I'll point out, we'll have to stop over here for today, but you know, it's interesting, the Sfarim bring down that the holiest time of year, this is fascinating, the holiest time of year are the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Right? Those days were ultimately, and also you feel it, because on one hand, you're built up with the inspiration of Yom Kippur, profoundly built up with the inspiration of Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is coming, and there's so many beautiful mitzvahs you want to plug into, but you're not in there yet. Right? And so you're busy with your sukkah, you're busy with your lulav, you're not busy with mitzvahs, you're busy with preparing and desiring for that incredible spiritual outlet, ultimately, again, of Sukkot. The power of that time of desire is perhaps, as I'm saying, one of the holiest times of the year. So Reb Tzadik ultimately teaching us that while what we do, of course, is incredibly important and incredibly holy and incredibly necessary, sometimes the true metric of our spiritual success is what do we desire out of life? What do we desire for ourselves? So I'll stop over here for today. Rest and we'll continue with this tomorrow. Shkoyach.